NDSU Extension Walsh County's Brad Brumman joins us now. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Mick.
Are the, you know, the flood warnings still flying? How has it crested? Are you looking still ahead to the worst, or is the worst behind?
I think if we haven't seen the crest, we're going to see it fairly soon. A lot of the snow out in the western part of the county where the park drains is receding rapidly. We did have some really good freeze and thawing, which took a lot of heat off our rivers, and that really, really helped. So we can be thankful that we did get caught a little bit of a break this spring, but could have been a whole lot worse than what it is.
That February freeze-thaw and even in parts of March where we saw the snow disappear pretty much completely down around Wahpeton, Fargo, a lot of the southern end of the valley. You guys got a little benefit from that too, huh?
Yeah, it probably helped us more than it helped them because we had a whole lot more snow than they had.
Right. So, now, yeah, this is April 4th. We all remember April 5th, 1997, 20 years ago tomorrow, where it was just a knockdown, drag-out blizzard in the southern end of the valley. How bad was it up in the north in 97? Do you recall, Brad?
Our visibility was almost zero. We had a lot of poles that snapped and went down. So, yeah, we spent some parts of Walsh County was close to 3 weeks without power.
Yeah, wow. And I remember Trail County and a lot of Cass County the same. And, yeah, Channel 4 tower went down. Just a lot of bad things happened April 5th, 20 years ago tomorrow. So the fact that we're talking, you know, no snow in much of the area, and you guys are seeing maybe the crest has already happened, I guess we should all give a lot of thanks. Huh?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm standing out here underneath an apple tree, and we're talking about pruning an apple tree. Several years ago, it would have been a different story.
Wow, I guess. So what kind of apples are you going to be growing?
Well, there's some Hazen out here, and there's some Herald Reds and Sweet 16s, and we have a bunch of different varieties. I'm looking at a fine crab right now. So it's nice enough to where I'm standing out here in my extension shirt with no coat, no gloves, so. I'm enjoying the weather.
Wonderful, yeah. And again, now how much standing water is there from west to east in Walsh County?
Well, our biggest problem was not so much the snow; it was the cumulative effect of the wet summer. And we have a lot of standing water all over the county. The hardest hit areas last summer was east of Grafton, mm-hmm. in that Pesic area. We wrecked a bunch of shelter belts. We had three storm events with 80 mile an hour winds that actually knocked some of our shelter belts. I mean, rooted them up, threw them on the ground.
Wow.
We're going to try to fix that this year if we can, but that's a long, long process.
Takes 20, 30 years to grow a shelter belt. And so, you can't just go to Walmart and pick up one of those. So.
No, you don't.
No. So now, of course, yeah, it's good to see that you're putting those shoulder belts back in. A lot of people are dozing their shoulder belts out. So thanks for doing the right thing there as far as soil health and soil erosion.
Well, I think it'll be a lot easier to drive in the spring if we get those shoulder belts back in.
For sure. For sure. And 40 to 48 inches of rain last summer. That was the first nail that hit you, huh?
Yeah, we had water, standing water, all pretty much from the 1st of July up until Veterans Day.
Yeah, so
was pretty grim here. We didn't get some fields harvested. We didn't get some fields sprayed. We certainly didn't get some of them worked. We still have corn in the field. It's been a struggle here, and we're working on 365-day corn.
Yes. Are guys going to be able to combine that before they do anything, or they have to combine it before they can do anything?
Well, part of the problem we have with this is that of course the snow blew into these cornfields, and we're trying to pick off the high areas. I don't know if they're going to get those low areas or not. They got tractors out in the field pulling combines. And the problem is, it's kind of a self-perpetuating situation. Is when you get all that cover, there's no drying that takes place because the residue in the corn stalks shield the ground from drying out.
Yeah, that makes, you know, just sad sense. Yeah, and there's not much you can do about it, and just kind of wait for Mother Nature to do her thing. So what does that mean for spring?
Well, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to try to get what we can, and, you know, the biggest thing I fear is not that we're not going to get the corn, is that we're going to get a crop behind that corn.
All right. So, yeah, that was my next question. What does that mean for spring planting or prevent plant?
Well, I think we're going to have, if everything flies right, we'll probably get a lot of our crop in. If we have one really good rainstorm event, I think it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to have some significant preventive plant up here.
So you're praying for no rain, no April showers, right?
No, we'll wait. We'll let the pilgrims come a little later, okay?
Yeah. Yes, even no May.
We would really like to see some sun in a day like today, but I see it's clouding up right now, so maybe we won't get our wish. But a day like today, we need a bunch of these in a row where we can get things dried off. We have a lot of this land tiled now. That helps a lot. But still, you can't, when you've got springs feeding your tiles, I don't know how you deal with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, best case scenario, how soon can guys get in the field?
I'm calling it May 1.
First of May. All right. 3 weeks away. And then what's going in? What do you see going into the fields?
Well, we're going to really cut back on our wheat acres this year. I think there's going to be a lot more soybeans. We're probably going to plant our full a full spread of dry beans. Of course, the sugar beets are going to go in as much as they have stock. Our sugar beets are going to be pretty steady. I think the big thing we're going to see is a decrease in our wheat acres and an increase in our soybean acres.
Okay, just like USDA said last Friday.
Yeah, it's not so much different up here. There's going to be a lot less wheat in this country. We had a hard time making that stuff work on the checkbook. So I don't know, but we got to have some kind of grass in our broadleaf rotations, or we're going to get in trouble with diseases. We're already seeing the root diseases in our soybeans and our edible beans because we've been clamping down those rotations so tight because we've struggled to make money on our cereal crops.
And how about the sugar beets up there? Do you see, you know, are guys going to be able to get them in timely? You know, because if everything is late, the beets might be struggling.
This was going to be one of those nightmare years for our producers where we're going to be planting everything at once.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, overtime for the hired man.
Well, there's not going to be a lot of sleep for some of these guys once they get rolling because it's going to be crunch time.
Yeah, well, there's...
So if we can stay off the roads, some of these township roads, when things get in the thick of the season, it would really help our farmers. They got big equipment. They're running long hours. These things don't stop on dimes. This would be the time I tell my families that live in rural North Dakota is to corral the bikes and get the kids off the roads.
Yeah, all right. Excellent advice. Brad Brummond, NDSU Extension, Walsh County. Thanks for giving us an update of what's going on up north. Hope the water recedes quickly, and happy pruning to you today, Brad.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mick.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye now.